I don't know if any of you have been over there to that Veterans Memorial building in Petersburg where they have the big suppers every night. It's really great food, I gotta tell you. The iced tea comes with lemon and sugar already in it. The building they have it in is just about big enough to have a folk festival in. I never saw a purple cow with tears my eyes are full. I never saw a purple cow, and I'm a purple bull. Well, let's see, I'm going to begin with a song everybody I know, not everybody I know, but so many people I know write songs. I could never write a song. There's all this songwriting boo-wah going on. I could never do it. I tried a couple of times, and all the songs I tried to write came out sounding just rotten, awful. Next morning, even the idea was awful. And this is the closest I ever got to writing a song, and this is by accident, inasmuch as I learned these two songs out of a book, and I don't read music. So the tunes came out sort of strange. Some of you, I hope, have read Winnie the Pooh. Maybe a lot of you have. I didn't until 5 years ago, had a very incomplete childhood. And I think it's getting worse that way. More and more people are seeing him, courtesy of Walt Disney, which is a different medium and a different message. Some people, I haven't seen the movie. Some people say the movie of Winnie the Pooh looks like Jonathan Winters comes out like Jonathan Winters and Christopher Robin comes out like Dennis the Menace. I don't know. There's a different sort of message there. Anyway, this is a medley of the first two songs from the Winnie the Pooh songbook. And I put them together. The songs are very short, so I made up a little banjo piece at the end that's correspondingly long. First two songs from the book. And if you've never read Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh is a bear, a very little brain. And whenever a situation arises requiring constructive thought, the best Pooh can do about it is make up a hum or a song. And the words and music, most of the music, or part of the music, and the introductions all come from the Winnie the Pooh songbook. One day when Pooh was walking along, he came to a very tall tree, and from the top of the tree there came a loud buzzing noise. Well, Pooh knew what that meant, honey. So he began to climb the tree, and as he climbed, he sang a little song to himself. Really, it was two little songs, because he climbed 27 feet, 9.5 inches in between the two verses. So if the second verse is higher than the first, you'll know why. Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Buzz, 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 I wonder why he does. It's a very funny thought that if bears were bees, they'd build their nests at the bottom of trees. And that being so, if the bees were bears, we shouldn't have to climb up all these stairs.
Well, after Pooh had fallen from the top of the honey tree to the bottom, in the quickest possible time that anybody had ever done it, he picked himself up out of the gorse bush and tried to think of another way of getting to the honey. At last, he thought of floating up to the top of the tree on the end of a large blue balloon of Christopher Robin's, trying to look like a small cloud in a very blue sky. And so as to deceive the bees entirely, he sang a small cloud song, such as a small cloud might sing. How sweet to be a cloud floating in the blue. Every little cloud always sings out loud. How sweet to be a cloud
floating in the blue. How sweet to be a cloud, floating in the blue. It makes him very proud to be a little cloud. How sweet to be a cloud, floating in the blue. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce now Guy Carawan.
First songs I ever learned way back about 15 years ago. Still one of my favorites. Well, I had a dog and his name was Blue. I had a dog and his name was Blue. Had a dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he's a good one too. Yeah, oh Blue, you good doggy. Well, old Blue's feet was big and round. He never allowed a possum to touch the ground. Yeah, oh Blue, you good doggy. I shouldered my axe and tooted my horn. I'm gonna catch me a possum in the new ground corn. Yeah, oh Blue, you can come too. Well, old Blue treat I went to see. There was a possum up a cinnamon tree. Possum come down on a swinging limb. Blue barked at the possum, possum growled at him. Blue grinned at me, I smiled at him. I shook him out, Blue took him in. Yeah, oh Blue, you good doggy. Well, old Blue, what makes your eyes so red? You run them possums till you're almost dead. Yeah, oh Blue, you good doggy. I baked that possum good and brown and laid them sweet taters round and round. Yeah, Blue, you can have some too. Well, old Blue died, he died so hard, he shook the ground in my backyard. When old Blue died, I laid him in the shade, I dug his grave with a silver spade. Lowered him down with a golden chain, and every link I called his name. Yeah, oh Blue, I'm coming too. Yes, I'm gonna tell you so you'll know, I'm gonna tell you so you'll know. Gonna tell you so you'll know that old Blue's gone to heaven where the good dogs go. Yeah, old Blue, you good doggy. I had a dog and his name was Blue. Had a dog and his name was Blue. I had a dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he's a good one too. Yeah, old Blue, you good dog, you. Do a request. It's another song about some dogs. You're gonna have to help me out. All through this story and song, there are little places where you sing different parts, and the first thing you have to do is learn to call for the three dogs. This is an old Sea Island folk tale from right off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. First thing you have to learn to do is Barney McCabe and Doodly Doo and Sue Boy. Your massa calling you. Now try that with me. Barney McCabe and Doodly Doo and Sue Boy. Your massa calling you. All right, when the old witch is chopping the tree down, you gotta go a chip on the old block, a chip on the new block, a chip on the old block, a chip on the new block. All right, when we get there, now help me out, okay. Once upon a time, this little boy, Jack and Mary, decided to go on a long trip way out in the woods. They went in and asked the mother if it was all right to go, and she says, yes, you can go, but it's dangerous out there. So Jack went out in the barn and he got 3 grain of corn and put them in his pocket. went in, mother's sitting at the breakfast table. There's a glass of milk sitting on the table. Jack told the mother, if you see that glass of milk turn to blood while we away, we in trouble. So you go out and open up the gate, let my three dogs out. Arnie McCabe, Doodly Doo, and Sue Boy. So here they are walking way into the woods, and they walked all day long till I got tired and hungry. Began to get dark. They come to a little cabin out in the woods. They go up and knock on the door. That old lady look out and see those juicy little children on the porch, and she invites them in. She fixes a big meal for them, and she puts them in her best bed. They lie in there in the dark, and I can hear the old lady in the kitchen singing like this. Penny, get your knife. Penny, get your knife. Penny, get your knife. Go shock 'em, shock 'em. Hump back a Josie back a see Aunt Tony. Your daddy and your mama tell me so. See so or think so. Tamaramaram. Jack gets a little worried in mind. He says, what's all that noise, old lady? We can't sleep. She said, just old granny frocktail switching to get you some more food. You all go back to sleep. Well, Jack didn't like the sound of that. He gets out of bed. He sees some pumpkins on the floor, and he goes over and he picks up all the pumpkins and puts them in the bed, and then he gets Mary out of the bed and puts some more pumpkins in her bed, and they cover it over with the blanket. He goes to the window, and he drops a grain of corn out. That springs up into a tall ladder. Jack and Mary down that ladder, and they're gone, and that old lady, if you haven't figured it out by now, she's a witch. She's still sharpening away. A penny, get your knife. A penny, get your knife. A penny, get your knife. Go sharp 'em, sharp 'em. Hump back a Josie back a see Aunt Tony. Your daddy and your mama tell me so. See so or think so. Tamaramaram. Well, she sneak up to the door and she listen inside, and it's all quiet in there. So she pick up Tommy Hawk and sneak up to the bed and start chopping away. Then she run in the kitchen, get a big meat pan, and come back. When she thinks she's putting the meat in the pan, it's pumpkin, and she's mad. She sees that window open. She flies out that window and takes out after Jack and Mary. As soon as Jack sees her coming, he drops another grain of corn on the ground. That springs up into a tall pine tree. Jack and Mary fly up in the pine tree. That old lady come running up, and she starts chopping on the tree. And I want you to help me out now. Chip on the old block, a chip on the new, chip on the old. I don't hear you, come on. Chip on the old block, chip on the new. Chip on the old block, chip on the new. Well, every time she chopped, the tree shake and shake a little and bend. Jack gets scared, so he reaches in his pocket and he drops another grain of corn out and yell, Arnie McCabe, help me out. And doodly doo, and Sue Boy, yo massa calling you. All right, now I want all the people over here now to chop the tree down while Jackson. Mary calling for the dogs, okay? You, now you start it going. A chip on an old block. Keep it going. Now Dell for the dogs. Barney McCabe. Doodly-doo. Sue Boy. Your massa calling you. All right, Jack reaching his pocket and drop another grain of corn out. And back home, then mother see that glass of milk turn to blood, and those dogs start hollering out in the yard. So she go out and open up the gate, and those dogs start running. Mossa moss, coming all the time. Mossa moss, coming all the time. And that old lady keep chopping. A chip on an old block, a chip on a new block. A chip on an old block, a chip on a new. Barney McKay, doodly-doo, Sue Boy. Yo, massa calling you. Those dogs start running. Massa, massa coming all the time. Massa, massa coming all the time. Old lady keep chopping. Chip on old block, chip on a new block. Chip on old block, chip on a new. Barney McCabe, doodly doo, and Sue Boy. Yo, massa calling you. That old red lady reach up and she take the last chop. The tree fall over. Just about as she ready to grab Jack and Mary, Barney McCabe come running up and cut her throat. Doodly-doo, suck her blood. Sue Boy drag her on the bridge bend, and that's the way that story end. Yeah. Well, I'd like to do one song with you before I leave, Cole. Ain't You Got a Right to the Tree of Life? But just before I do that, I'd like to play this little flute for a minute. Last year, I remember playing this flute out here, and it's the nicest place in the world to play a flute is in Fox Hollow. Down in some lone valley in a far lonesome place, where the wild birds do whistle and their notes do increase. Farewell, pretty Sarah, I'll bid you adieu, but I'll dream of my darling wherever I go. Farewell to my father and my old mother too. I'm going to ramble this country all through. And when I get tired, I'll sit down and weep. And I'll dream of my darling, pretty Sarah, my sweet. Right, this is will be a new song for some of you. I hope you can pick up the chorus and sing it with me. It's the words are, "Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?" These words I all heard all these words in a little meeting house on John's Island, South Carolina. People testifying about their lives. I put music to it. It's my tune in their words. Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? That's a chorus. I want you all to sing it just the way I did with me. Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Tree of life. Right on the verses, I want you to answer me back. So I'll sing, all of my sorrows, ain't you got a right, soon be over, ain't you got a right, ain't you got a right, to the tree of life. Now you sing the lead on the chorus. Ain't you got a right, ain't you got a right, ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? So rocky was my road, so dangerous was my journey. Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? We come from a distance. So heavy was my burden. Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? Now sing the chorus. Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? Gonna tell all my brothers, gonna tell all my sisters, gonna tell it to the world, to the tree of life. Let me hear it then. Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? My life will be sweeter, so sweet someday. Ain't you got a right tree of life? One more time. Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
As you recall, that was written by an English singer named Cyril Tawney. He wrote it when he was in the British Navy, I believe it was, when he was at Malta, and it concerns events in Malta, and so the place names that you'll hear in it are Maltese. And there's one other word that there's question about, and that's daiso. That refers to a kind of boat that's used for fishing, and every September there's a festival, a meet of these daisos. Where they race, I guess. It's called Hey, the Last Boat's a-Leaving. Some of us know it as, and apparently in England, some people know it as Sammy's Bar. And I think a lot of you know the chorus, and if you will, sing it along with us, that would be fun.
Maltese terrier.
And there's a Maltese.
Sammy's Bar, hey, the last.
the better man by far.
Stand by me. last time I seen my mama, Lord, what she was a doing spell. Change your rowdy ways, my son, to save yourself from hell. And it's over me, and it's over mine, what's gonna become of me? Out downtown, just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me. Well, if I'd have listened to what my mama said, I'd been at home today. But I didn't listen to what my mama said, I threw my young self away. And it's over me, and it's over mine, what's gonna become of me? Out downtown just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me. Well, it's old me and it's old mine, what's gonna become of me? I was downtown just fooling around, no one could stand by me.
Bob Denton on the guitar, Artie Rose on mandolin, Will Tresser on dobro, Hal Wiley on guitar. I don't know how we got him. What's your name?
Mother.
Mike Miller, bass. Love him. We had a request for Under the Double Eagle. One, two, three. We'll be right back. Here's a long-lost penny whistler. Arturo, what should we do?
We'll do a medley of songs. Three songs. We'll do a little bit of...
Well, you just play them.
We'll okay. I'll just move this
away. He pulls them out of the hat anyway.
Oh,
that's Sally Goodman.
I don't know if Sally Goodman.
Go. Keep to the old tradition this evening, and we're going to do a little song called Take a Drink on Me in the key of C.
Take me on me, take me on me, oh. all year round, take me on me, oh Lord, honey, take me on me. Well, I got me a gal, she's 9 feet tall, sleeps in the kitchen with a eat in the hall, Lord, Lord, honey, take me on me. Take it on me, take it on me, all your round, take it on me, oh Lord, honey, take it on me. Well, what did you do with the gun in your hand? You gave it to a round. Man, oh Lord, honey, take a drink on me. Take a drink on me, drink on me, all your round, take a drink on me, oh Lord, honey, take a drink on me. Thank you.
I'd like to turn the clock back about 6 years when I was down to Asheville, North Carolina. I met a man who played fiddle. His name was Bard Ray. And he really played, and he knew all the hornpipes, jigs, and reels. And one night we were playing in a parking lot after the festival was over down at Asheville. And he said to me that his car broke down, would I drive him home? I said, sure, where do you live? He said, in Marshall, or Walnut, in North Carolina. He said about 20 miles, and they were back roads all the way. But he played the fiddle, and he played all the way to his house, and there was one song that he played that really sunk down, and it's called The Wild Goose Chase. I guess one reason why I like it so much is it has two chords in it, C and G, I guess we know. And it's real good because it has the clogging sound of the people down south when they do the old clog and buck dance. Close quarters. The Wild Goose Chase. One, two, three. Bob Denton on the guitar, Austin Gelser on the bass, Bob Kamen on the second guitar. I think I'll sing one. Gonna do a child ballad. False Night on the Road. The night on the road. Well, I'm going to my school, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. Oh, I'm going to my school, said the child as he stood. What have you got there, said the night on the road. I have some bread and cheese, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. Well, I have some bread and cheese, said the child as he stood. That night was the devil trying to bring this poor little soul down to hell. But he was smart. Will you give me some, said the night on the road. Nor ne'er no bit or crumb, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. No ne'er, no bit or crumb, said the child as he stood. I wish you were on the sea, said the night on the road. And a good boat under me, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. And a good boat under me, said the child as he stood. Sand, said the night on the road. And a good staff in my hand, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. And a good staff in my hand, said the child as he stood. Hark, I hear the bells, said the night on the road. And it's ringing you to hell, said the child as he stood. He stood and he stood, and it's well because he stood. And it's ringing you to hell, said the child as he stood. Where are you going, said the night on the road. It's one of the old ballads we don't usually hear. Down in Galax, that's in the southwest corner of Virginia, one of the new old songs to come out of the People's Library is a song called The June Apple. It's a beautiful thing. I heard it two ways, one by Kyle Creed and one by Uncle Wade Ward. The one I'm going to play in a sort of a bluegrass fashion, in a way, it's sort of a classic, it's a mixed up sort of a thing, is Uncle Wade Ward's version of the June Apple. The June Apple is an apple that is the first one to ripe during the seasons. It begins ripening in June, and by July and August, you're ready to eat it. It's a real sweet little morsel. June Apple. I've never played this in public before, but always a good first time. Thank you.
And, well, I've done Mozart. But we're going to do a Broadway show now.